This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Dear Lizzie and Dan, I was recently informed by my doctor that it is likely I have an aggressive cancer with a very poor prognosis. I'm in my 40s, and of course, this is shaking the foundations of my world. Since there is a good chance that this is terminal, I would like to reach out to my friends and family to let everyone know what is going on with me. This would give people I don't interact with regularly an opportunity to reach out to me and not be shocked by the news that comes later. And I would welcome the opportunity to reconnect. I was thinking of a post to my Facebook page and/or an email message sent to all these people so they can be informed directly by me and not necessarily hear everything secondhand. While it would be a very personal message about my status, I don't want to feel like I am imposing on them while pushing myself into the spotlight. Can you provide any guidance on the best way to balance delivering potentially devastating personal news about my condition with compassion for those who will be receiving the message? Sincerely, Howard.
Howard, I'm so sorry for what you're going through, because that is truly a monumentally difficult thing to have to process and go through and think about, and also to communicate to others. I think that's a part of the process that we don't always naturally think about first. I would reach out to as many people via phone or in person that you can. I think having that conversation in that way where you really are connected in time together is a good thing. An email, I feel like people often aren't expecting to receive difficult and hard news through an email format. And so I think sometimes a letter can have that tone of this is very serious or personal. It does. It personalizes it in a way.
Don't underestimate the impact, effectiveness, and appropriateness of word of mouth also. That if there are close friends and family
right.
that you know that you can trust to help talk to people, that might be another way to deliver this news in a really personal way. It's not necessarily secondhand news. In our family, oftentimes one generation of siblings will talk to each other and they'll disperse that really personal family news to their kids or to the people that they're connected to.
What I like about the word of mouth is that one of the things that Howard is worried about is he doesn't want others to think like, oh, you have to come and be with me. And it, what it does is it allows for that second person to say, you know, now would be a great time. Howard doesn't want to just be left alone. Like, he really does encourage people to come and stop by and share moments with him.
And that secondary piece of information is so important that it's important both to tell people what the situation is, but also where you are.
And communicate your wishes.
Exactly. How you're approaching this and what you would like or appreciate from other people, because that's going to give them a lot of cues that are going to help them. This is going to be difficult news for them as well. So let people know that it's not embargoed information when you tell them. The thing that is sort of implied in Lizzie and my advice is that some people don't want to hear on social media about news
right.
of this important. So anything you can do to connect with people personally first, I think, is a good idea. Once you've done that, once you feel really comfortable about that.
Well, about who the word has spread to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A short post, something that is brief and to the point, that the tone and nature of the message is going to be part of how people interpret how you're handling the situation and what your wishes are moving forward. So the same things that you would want to communicate in person.
And you can always have someone else read that post before you actually post it to your wall. That way you can make sure the message that you want is being communicated. Howard, we truly wish you the best during this time, and we really hope that you are able to reconnect with a lot of the wonderful people in your life, and we will definitely be thinking of you, so please take care.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.